The Kawalungan tribe hosted the 19th annual Camp Kanayu last weekend. The cultural camp brought kids, elders, and community members to Humpy Cove for a week-long celebration of Anungan traditions. KUCB was there to take in the action and to collect some of the sounds from Camp Q. Up first, Sea Lion Day. After a successful hunt, the elders taught campers how to process the marine mammal, but first, they had to get it off the skiff and onto the butchering table.
Drag it over with
one, two, three.
Okay, there it goes.
There you got it.
Woo! It's probably close to 1,000 pounds.
Listen up. This is a male sea lion. It's about 5 years old.
Cut it open. Cut the head open, please.
I'm Moses. We're trying to teach the younger students or younger Unungan. Hunting part is easy, but once you get it, the animal, then you have to worry about butchering it. It's an art.
Brand new knife. I just bought this yesterday.
Sometimes they stay a long time. That's a really good answer.
They can bend their toes. Big chunk right there, man.
That's the spleen.
Oh yeah, never mind. These are the kidneys.
The liver's right here.
What we are trying to do is we try to show them how to do it. We don't really talk when we do this like we do in the Western way. They're supposed to watch, observe, and learn.
Later, campers got to learn a very different skill aboard the research vessel Tekla. After donning red rubber survival suits, the kids took a dip in Humpy Cove to practice safe evacuations.
Can we go jump in the ocean now?
Okay.
This is a survival suit.
Okay.
Yep, everybody's got a whistle, everybody gets a strobe light, everybody has extra flotation. Let's just go feet first. Slowly feet first in.
That
is cool.
I'm getting wet.
Dude, I'm so dry.
All you can see is just red suit with a tiny little face. Kind of look like starfish.
They look like they don't know what to do, and they're swimming for life.
Keep swimming, guys! Keep swimming to my voice! You're gonna make it, I promise!
Pretty much clear skies and pretty much calm water. Very dangerous situation. The rescue mission is going well so far.
With all campers safely back on shore, they celebrated the end of Camp Q with a community potluck. The kids and their mentors started the party by sharing a dance they had practiced all week.
My name is Ariel Gustafson, and I've been out here teaching mostly dance, but I also helped with NYO. Dance is called Chugach, which means halibut, and it's telling a story about, you know, fishing for halibut. And that dance was actually created in Atka by the Atka Mtilingus Nkongus, which means the Atka dancers. But they teach it to every community. They let us all use it. And originally it was a boys' dance, but since it's so much fun, now we have boys and girls do it. It's pretty awesome. I'm glad that they allow every Aleut community to use it.
And while Camp Kanayu is over for this summer, younger kids still have time to join Camp with Gayu. There's 3 days left in the cultural camp aimed at students from first to fourth grade. Camp A is open through Friday at the community center.